The calm caught Viceroy Newt Gunray in the midst of eating, and without the ear-flapped tiara and ornate azure stone collar that made him look like a gesture.
"Greetings, Viceroy," Sidious said.
The nictitating membranes of the Nymordian's crimson eyes went into spasm, and his mottled muzzle twitched.
"What? What? This is a secure address. How did you—"
"Don't bother attempting to trace the origin of this communication," Sidious said, while Gunray's tapered gray fingers flew across the keypad of his holotable. "A trace will only lead you in circles and waste what limited time we have."
"How dare you intrude?"
"Recently I sent you a gift, a red-spotted pylite."
Gunray stared.
"You? You sent it?"
"I trust you had sense enough to have it scanned for monitoring devices."
Gunray whirled to look at something off-cam, probably the crested bird itself.
"Of course I did. What was your purpose in sending it?"
His accent elongated the words and softened the T sounds.
"Consider it a token of my appreciation for the unrewarded work you have done for the Trade Federation. The Directorate fails to recognize your contributions."
Why are you hiding inside the cowl of your cloak?"
"It is the clothing of my order, Viceroy."
"You are a cleric?"
"Do I seem a holy man to you?"
Gunray's expression soured.
"I demand to see your face."
"You have yet to earn the privilege of seeing me."
"Privilege? Who do you think you are?"
"Are you certain you want to know?"
"I demand to know."
Sidious's smile barely escaped the cowl.
"Even better then. I am a Sith Lord."
There. I said it.
I said it.
"Sith Lord?"
Gunray repeated. The response came from deep inside him, from the center of his true being.
"You have permission to refer to me as Darth Sidious."
"I've not heard of Darth Sidious."
"Ah, but now you have. Our partnership is forged."
Gunray shook his head.
"I am not looking for a partner."
Sidious showed some of his face.
"Don't pretend to be content with your position in the Trade Federation, or that you are without aspirations. We are now partners in the future."
Gunray made a hissing sound.
"This is a joke. The Sith have been extinct for 1,000 years.
"That's precisely what the Republic and the Jedi Order would like you to believe. But we never disappeared. Through the centuries, we have taken up just causes and revealed ourselves to select beings like yourself."
Gunray sat back in his chair.
"I don't understand. Why me?"
"You and I share an avid interest in where the Republic is headed, and I have deemed it time that we begin to work in concert."
"I won't be part of any covert schemes."
"Truly?" Sidious said. "Do you think that out of millions of influential beings, I would choose you without knowing you inside and out? I realize that your voracious desires stem from the cruel conditions of your upbringing, you and your fellow grubs in ruthless competition for limited supplies of fungus. But I understand. We are all shaped by our infantile desires, our longing for affection and attention, our fears of death. And judging by how far you have come, it's clear that you were unrivaled and continue to be. Your years in the Senate, for example, the clandestine meetings in the Klaus building, the fallen restaurant in the Crimson Corridor, the funds you diverted to Pax Team and Oxmo, the secret dealings with Damask Holdings, the assassination of Vidar Kim."
"Enough! Enough! Do you mean to blackmail me?"